Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Lisa Hendy and Friends Show. So delighted today to have as our guest Father Edward Looney. Father Looney is a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay and is an internationally recognized Marian theologian, author, and radio personality. You can learn more about all of his work at edwardlooney.com, and he joins us today to discuss a beautiful new resource, A Lenten Journey with Mother Mary, brand new out from Sophia Institute Press. Welcome to the show, Father Looney.
Well, Lisa, it's great to be with you and your listeners, and I've been a longtime follower of yours on social media, so it's great to sit down and talk a little bit about Mary and Lent.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, it feels like we just had Christmas, and now we're already, you know, ready, getting ready as you and I record. We're you know, nearing the season, and so tell me a little bit about what inspired you to kind of create this resource, and, you know, we know Mary is always a part of our journey, but how can she be such a special part of our Lenten journey, and why did you decide to create this book?
Yeah, you know, it all started with Donna Cooper O'Boyle, another Catholic author.
Oh, yes.
She had a book out there called Our Lady and Advent. And so one Advent, I think it was back 2018, I read that book. I picked it up. It was right after the centennial anniversary of Fatima. And I thought, well, you know, this would be a good thing to look at. And I love Mary, and why not? And so I went through her book, read it, prayed with it during the season of Advent, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be really nice to have like a Lenten book that would complement this book? And so I contacted the publisher that put it out, and they were very enthusiastic about it. And so that was really one of the first inspirations, was realizing that Mary was a companion for me during Advent. But I know that as we go through the season of Lent, that really we journey with Mary. You go to the Stations of the Cross and we sing the Stabat Mater, and really going with Mary to the foot of the cross. And why not journey through Lent with the Blessed Mother? I wrote a book called A Heart Like Mary's, and I really consider this kind of the sequel to that book in a sense. And A Lenten Journey with Mother Mary really opens up and breaks open the messages of Our Lady, especially through her approved Marian apparitions.
You know, it's interesting to me that, you know, we're reading this in the context of the fact that we're going to be in Lent soon. But when I was reading the book, I actually thought to myself that while it's certainly worthy for Lent, it could really be used at any point that you would want to kind of hold a Marian retreat. So if somebody is listening to the podcast and it's already, Lent's already started, I don't want you to say, oh no, this is not, you know, I'm too late, because I really think this book could be used any time. So, you know, one context for the book and for your work is your deep love for Marian apparitions and for Our Lady in that way. Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, the idea of Marian apparitions and what they mean for us as Catholics?
Isn't it interesting that all throughout history that there have been these apparitions of the Blessed Mother? In fact, they claim that the first apparition of Mary occurred actually while she was still alive. It was almost like a bilocation type thing where St. James, one of the apostles, was in Spain and he was spreading the gospel, proclaiming Jesus. And he became discouraged in his work of evangelization. And so Mary appeared and really comforted him, helped him, gave him the strength to keep on, to renew his missionary zeal. And we know that apparition as Our Lady of the Pillar. So that's really one of the first Marian apparitions. But when we think of these apparitions of Our Lady, there are so many that are popular. Guadalupe, we see the image of the tilma, that miraculous image that happened upon the cloak of St. Juan Diego. We think of Lourdes and the healing water there. Even in our own country, the United States, there's a Marian apparition in Champion, Wisconsin, approved by the bishop. And I think what we see with these Marian apparitions is that Mary comes to us as a caring mother, that as she sees her children and she sees maybe how they're not living the way that God wants or that they've gone down the wrong path, that she comes and she gives a little message of encouragement, really inviting us back to her son, to following the faith, to going back to the sacraments. So really, these messages, I've seen them always as messages of renewal. And during the season of Lent, we need that renewal. And so why not listen to the voice of Mary, to hear her messages, these messages of love, and allow them to inform us how we live our life, not only during Lent, but really every day going forward.
One thing that strikes me, well, first of all, kudos on one of my favorite little parts of the book, which is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday, when you walk us through several of the Marian apparitions. So sort of like a little bit of a cliff notes for for Marian apparitions. But one thing that strikes me in a lot of them is the fact that Mary doesn't always appear to, you know, the people that are considered the holiest, or, you know, the bishop or the cardinal. She's often coming to us through a message to someone who's very simple, a child or someone like Juan Diego. And I think for myself that I'm always thinking about how Lent is my journey to be closer with Jesus in the ways that I've maybe broken that relationship or where I fall short. So I love that Mary in this way can come to me as a mother, even in my brokenness. What do you have a favorite Marian apparition?
So I've gained the reputation of really being the authority, you could say, on the Champion, Wisconsin apparition. I've spent a lot of time praying there and studying the message and the life of Adele, who was the visionary. But there are so many stories of these Marian apparitions that just touch my heart. I've been to Lourdes probably about four or five times. I've done some pastoral work there, and it's always such a moving experience. And in fact, a Lenten journey with Mother Mary was inspired by one of those experiences in Lourdes, when there was this random pilgrim happened upon me at the restaurant the last day I was in town. She was a pilgrim by herself on this 2-month-long pilgrimage. And I really, as I conversed with her and remembered her story, I used her story as a way to guide us through this Lenten journey with Mother Mary. So it's a very beautiful story that I tell in the preface. And, you know, there are other little anecdotes from Lourdes that I tell in the book. There's one where I actually sat down and I had dinner with a thief, unbeknownst to me, until I asked the question, what do you do for a living? And so there's a little lesson there that I took away for the Lenten season. So I would definitely say the story of Bernadette is one that I just love. But I also have slowly become recognized as one of the English authorities on another two apparitions in Belgium called Borang and Bonneau, that I've written more extensively on those apparitions than anyone else in the English-speaking world. And so, again, those are stories that happened in 1932 and 1933 in Belgium that I've always been impressed by. And when I went on pilgrimage there to those sites, just fell in love with the story of the apparition and the visionary and the message of Mary.
I loved reading about those because those are two that were new to me. One that was new to me and I just had the great opportunity to visit there was Our Lady of Kibeho in Rwanda. Have you had a chance yet to visit Rwanda?
I have not been to Gobejo yet. I remember probably I was maybe 18, 20, sometime in college. Immaculée Ilibagiza was very popular, speaking all throughout the country and about her experience of the Rwandan genocide. And knowing that she wrote a book on Mary, I picked it up at the local Barnes & Noble, and I read it, and I just remember that having such a profound impression being made upon me by the story of Gobejo and those children that saw Mary there. And I haven't been there yet, but I would love to go there someday.
Yeah, it's really very powerful. I know you'll love it. So as we journey through Lent, you know, maybe you can say a few words to people who haven't had a strong devotion yet to our Blessed Mother about how, you know, Mary wants to be our companion during this season of Lent.
I think it is actually through these Marian apparitions that sometimes can open us up to some sort of Marian devotion, that if we've noticed that lacking in our life, that maybe as we come to know these stories of Mary and her apparitions, that they help us to see how it is that she is our mother, how she does want to teach us, just like our mothers taught us so much. Well, Mary has some lessons she wants to teach us. She wants to teach us how to pray. That as Mary comes and she asks us to pray for certain things, the different intentions, well, we come to know then that Mary wants to pray with us, that she wants to intercede for us and join her prayer to ours. And of course, we meet Mary in the pages of sacred scripture. As we pray the rosary, we come to know the life of Mary and her importance, especially in relationship to her son Jesus, who is our Savior. And Mary can be this companion then, really helping us to look at our life, praying with us, giving us things to pray for. But then also we know that as she prays for us, she obtains graces from her son. And she is, sometimes we call her the mediatrix of grace. And whatever petition we have, well, maybe it's time for us to entrust it to Mary's intercession. And maybe God will dispense that grace to us, especially because we asked her to pray for us.
Each of the reflections is so special. And I, like I said, I think of it as sort of like a daily retreat. But your reflection for Good Friday is entitled Don't Give Up. And you really provide some beautiful encouragement there. So what would you say to people who sort of have a tendency to like start strong with Lent and then sort of maybe by the second week we're compromising or, you know, have the tendency to think, well, I messed up this year, so I'll get it next year. How can we be encouraged by the book and our Blessed Mother?
I think some of the times when Mary has appeared, she makes it simple. She gives us simple things to do. When she appeared in La Salette to the children there, she said, you know, say your morning and evening prayers. That's a very small, a very basic thing. And oftentimes when we approach the season of Lent, we have about 8 different things. We create a laundry list. I want to pray the rosary every day and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Maybe I want to do the prayers of St. Bridget too. And we're taking on more prayer than we do in a month and try to do it in the first few days of Lent. And then, you know, life happens. Things get in the way. And I always encourage people to do small little things and then maybe add more as you go along. So that way you don't become discouraged. But you know what? If you are one of those people that chooses to do a lot of things and then you fall off kind of the path, well, there's nothing that says that you can't get back on the path. So decide to recommit yourself. You know, like you said, this book each reflection is separate. They don't build off of each other. You could pick this book up in the third week of Lent and just start there without really having missed much of it, and allowing then in that part of where you are in your journey during Lent, then Mary wants to join us and to be that companion.
I've been thinking a lot about my parents in the last few months. My mom and dad recently moved into a Catholic senior living place. And one great gift for them is daily mass, but also daily rosary. And I'm going to be sharing your book with them because I think that in the context of their prayer life, this would be absolutely perfect to share. So I want to encourage people to get 2 copies of the book when you get it, because it's just so beautiful. Are you comfortable with saying what your plans are for Lent this year?
You know, it's something that I haven't actually identified yet. So I haven't decided. Of course, I'm going to go through the book that I wrote. I'm going to read it with people and maybe give some reflections online as well as I bring back my own podcast. So maybe looking at it, looking at the book and the topic. So there'll be a little extra work there. I know that Father Don Calloway has been doing a lot with Consecration of St. Joseph, and that begins fairly soon and takes us into Lent. And so I'd really like to pick up that, you know, what better companions to have during Lent except Mary, our mother, and then to have St. Joseph also. So I really, when I saw his book come out and my book coming out, I thought, well, boy, those would be great companions for anybody during the season of Lent.
When to hold each of our hands. That's so beautiful. And actually, it makes me feel really happy to hear that you're still discerning here. even our priests sometimes needed a little extra time to think about what we're going to do for Lent. Well, Father Edward Looney, thank you so much for this beautiful book, A Lenten Journey with Mother Mary. And are there any kind of closing thoughts or last messages that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Sure. You know, when we talk about these Marian apparitions, Our Lady has given messages. She spoke them, as you said, to these poor individuals, sometimes uneducated, to the children. And then they gave the message to the world. But it really, I don't think, was meant just for their time. But these are messages that are meant for us today and are meant to encourage our living out the gospel today. And so really, that's what I try to do, to allow us not only to listen and to know the words of Mary, our mother, but then to begin to put them into action, to live out those messages in our daily life.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. And I hope we can have you on again when your next book comes out. I'm sure there'll be something wonderful coming soon.
Well, I will look forward to the opportunity.
Well, thank you. And that is it for this week's episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends. I'm so grateful to Father Edward Looney. Please definitely come on over to lisahendy.com to find all of our previous episodes, information on Father Looney, and remember that you can find him over at edwardlooney.com. And my contact information is all up at lisahendy.com, or just find me on social media at Lisa Hendy. Until we are together next time, have an awesome day, friends. God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.